just call that grass weeds or
pussy little grass.
Was there any Johnson grass?
Well, we didn't work with no Johnson grass. We had just a regular old spreading grass. I never learned the name of our grass.
Uh-huh.
But it would take over if you didn't have to keep it cut away.
What would you call that place where the cotton grows or the corn grows? You'd say you have a what?
The field?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this cotton patch or field, I would call it anything.
Is a patch and a field the same thing?
No, the patch is a small place and the field is a big
one.
Make me sound blown dummy.
Why is that?
I'm glad that you start asking all these silly questions.
Well, that's the only way I had to find out, you see.
Feel it, huh? The field is a field, and they have potato patches, cotton patches, all kinds of little plots of land as patches.
Uh-huh.
Come down to the Rio McCoy, something like 10 or 12 acres for cotton field or corn.
Talking about fences, you've probably seen some of these little fences that people might have around their front yard or their garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's painted white, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fence would you say that is?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It ain't no fence. It wasn't nothing like that going on. And all that's come on since we have.
Uh-huh.
That little fancy fence.
Yeah.
My baby boy threw away a little piece of money, bought a little piece, but I had to keep them kids from crossing over here on the grass, walking on.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you could give me that money and I'd bought something good to eat with it.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people call that a picket fence?
Yeah, I've heard about picket. I don't think that's what that little red is. Picket fence. What is a picket fence? I should know. Well, I guess it is a fence, a yard fence.
We're talking about fences. What kind did you have around your field?
Rails. Cross split rails and made it on fence. Mm-hmm.
What did they look like?
Well, they'd be about as long as that door is high.
A little over 6 feet?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in the wood and cut on the trees, whatever kind of tree it would, oak, poplar, whatnot. And so I'm up in lengths and split them. I have helped him split some. Them boys all had got grown and gone. He was splitting for some man. Some white man that had him hired to make him some rails.
Mm-hmm.
I went out there in the woods and hoped I'd keep him out of his way, but he'd keep him there, howling for him.
Did you have any kind of wire fences?
Not hardly ever see a wire fence back there.
Mm-hmm. Talking about wire fences, though, what about this type of wire fence, you know, that you catch your pants on if you try to climb over it?
That's barbed wire.
Barbed wire? You ever got tangled up in any of that?
Oh yeah, that was the main wire on the farm. Keep anybody out and any cattle out. It had a regular coming on up from the rail fence, it had a wire fence. Different lengths high. And they put a strand of barbed wire at the top to keep in it.